the sandwich.
Boys, yeah, let's cut the shit.
Oh, we're cutting the shit.
Cutting the shit.
This whole show is shooting it though, man.
We're cutting it this week.
Oh, no.
What shit do you need to cut?
Who's your favorite Wiggle and why?
Jeff, because he takes the importance of sleep and its effects on your general health and well-being very seriously.
He has insomnia.
But he's always sleeping, so how does he have insomnia?
Oh, the opposite of insomnia is.
Yeah, exactly. He's actually so good at sleeping, he's doing it while the cameras are on.
He would have never been cast as the lead of Fight Club, brother, because he's always snoozing.
Dude.
Oh, he has narcolepsy, that's what it is.
That's what it's called, narcolepsy. Yeah. He can fall asleep with a dinosaur in his presence, man. That guy's... No way he's an insomniac. That's crazy.
That's true. He's pretty chill around prehistoric creatures.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And pirates as well. This guy wouldn't have a belonging to his name. He's constantly falling asleep around those rapscallions.
My favorite Wiggle is Greg because he's on the extreme side. Because every episode you'd be like, fuck, is Greg going to die this episode? What's wrong with him?
Because he actually had a lot of health problems in his personal life.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's good. That's true. I don't think he was on the brink of death at any point.
Oh, he like collapsed on stage a couple of times. I remember seeing it on the news. Really? It's like Greg has collapsed again.
Oh my God, in front of a room full of kids?
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
So that's why they had to get Emma in.
Do you reckon there's, did you guys ever watch when you were kids, there was like these Wiggles movies where they would do like, there was like CGI ones, the ones where like the Wiggles went to space and they did the Eagle Rock in space. It was like a CGI kids film. Did you ever watch that?
No.
I want to know what's like canon and not canon in Wiggles lore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like was when we saw DJ Dorothy do a DJ set at the Narre Warren Sunshine Festival. Was that canon?
Was that the same?
Like, is that in the lore?
Was that the same Dorothy that danced the Eagle Rock on Mars? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. What's the consistency there? I'd like some storytelling.
They danced the Eagle Rock on Mars.
Yeah, they did. It might have been on Mars.
Did the lads have their pants down? What was going on?
Did they what?
The Eagle Rock. Did they have their pants down?
Why? Do you have to have your pants down to do the Eagle Rock?
That's like the tradition.
Is it?
Yep.
At the pub, pulls their pants down. You've never been to a regional
dude,
pub before?
I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason I even know what the Eagle Rock is because of that Wiggles movie.
You've never been. You're telling me you've never been in a pub with 300 of the worst cunts you've ever known?
This may surprise you, but that's a situation I often find myself trying very hard to avoid. That's something that you two would be lured in by.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Do you know how many times me and Luke have been walking home at 4 a.m. and just saying to each other, we're just such shit cunt magnets.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to name names, Skimpy's in Kalgoorlie, but
for the last time, the bar wasn't called that.
Yeah.
No, but that's what they were promoting.
Okay. What? You two are like, oh, why the fuck can I smell all that body odor while you're standing in an EB Games? You're doing it to yourselves.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, stop doing it.
Yeah, man. It takes one to know some.
Yeah.
We are what we put out.
You're like the bane of Australian shit pubs. I was born in it. I thrived in it. Molded by it.
You actually were born in it.
I was, like, yeah.
Was.
That would be a religion. I was thinking probably 2 weeks ago. I was like, we should do a pod episode at the table I grew up in.
The Coral Pub. Yeah,
at the Coral Golf Club.
Yeah, we sort of origin stories, and you could sit and ruminate and bring back memories that you wouldn't have thought about before.
Mm.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Where could I do my origin story? There used to be a KFC somewhere near Lygon Street. I remember when my parents split up and Dad would always take us to the KFC every second Friday. Could probably rip it in there. Might bring back some memories.
My one would be in a really positive environment somewhere. Because my parents are actually really nice and supportive.
Yeah.
That's not a dig if either of your parents are listening. Actually, you know what? Your parents are the only ones who listen to this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. True.
No, my one would probably be in whatever my dad's classroom was. Like that year at school.
Did you go to the same school your dad taught at?
Yeah, primary school.
Oh, you did too.
Yeah, so then like I would just walk to his room after school and then play like games in the school computers. Like my one would be us at a 2006 iMac desktop computer making beats on GarageBand for 3 hours until my dad finishes.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Was that the daily routine for you? Did you have to wait? Because you know how teachers are always lingering in the classroom until like 5. Sometimes 6 p.m.
Mm.
You'd have to stay there till those hours.
Yeah, sometimes we'd leave at like 4. Sometimes we'd leave at 6.
Oh, that sucks. And
was that boring?
Yeah, but I would like play the games. Like there was a group of people at the school whose parents worked there.
Yeah.
So we would all hang out together.
Oh, okay.
And like people bring in like games on USBs and yeah, right. They're playing like Halo Combat Evolved.
Yeah. Were the other kids cool? Because I know like most people I know whose parents were teachers at the same school were just the most insufferable cunts.
What were they trying to flex it?
No, just like, you know, they're the parents of teachers.
That's why we're mates. You are a shit cunt magnet. Let's go.
Yeah, I remember it used to fill me with like the most unreasonable amount of rage as a kid when mum would... Well, Jules also has a thing called Jules time where she rocks up to a thing whatever time she chooses, doesn't matter what time the event started or what time she was meant to be there. But I remember even as a kid, and she was a single mum, four boys, so looking back, fuck, should have cut her some slack. But if she was like, all right, guys, we have to go to Woolworths so I can buy you your food to survive for the week, there would be an uproar in the car. Like, what the f- why, mum? What's wrong with you? Like, she's just finished working all day, and she's like, well, this is the only time I can safely get to the supermarket.
And I mean, you know, that is her fault. Like, she raised four of the dumbest humans
yeah,
alive.
That is true.
That didn't process the fact that if that shop didn't get done, they wouldn't eat.
That is so true. Mm. Yeah, and then it'd just be, like, even more ropeable if we didn't get a K-Zone or some shit at the supermarket as well.
Oh, Jules, I just want my fucking ant-filled Cocoa Pops at Dad's.
Yeah, that was the worst part. We couldn't even hold it over her. Like, well, we're going to go to Dad's instead then. Because this was even fucking worse.
Having to parent, like, I've met your brothers. And like, and you.
Yeah.
It's like, George, Julie is, might be the biggest queen. Like, just the, yeah, she's
gotta,
a queen.
You got to have thick skin. Again, though, man, you know what? I was born in it, molded by it. So she's had a few moments herself. If you listen to this, mum, don't think you're getting off light. Anyway, here we are.
Did you just threaten your mum on the pod? What's wrong with you?
I can end this gene pool, Jules. Your lineage will not carry on if you don't watch out. No, I don't know. No, we love mum.
Good on you, Jules.
Do you guys not care who my favourite wiggle is?
Who's your favourite wiggle?
Oh, we're still doing this? No, go on.
Wags, but it doesn't matter.
Well, he's not a wiggle. He's an external character.
Yeah, I'll call him a wiggle.
No, he's not. No, the wiggle's
part of the crew.
No, he's not. No. He's part of the crew, but he's not a wiggle.
He's not a wiggle. He knows the wiggles.
He wiggles, though.
He wiggles.
For a dog, like when he's seen a dog wiggle like that.
Physically, yeah, he can wiggle as a verb.
Do you think Henry's a wiggle too? The octopus?
No, he's a verb. The others, the four with the shirts, are the nouns.
Yeah,
that's what wiggling is an act.
Man, but if they were all wiggles, they'd all get a shirt.
Okay, well I don't.
Well, yeah, Wags is naked, bro. Henry has a shirt. Or he has pants.
So does Dorothy.
Dorothy's naked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, she got a hat on, doesn't she?
Okay, true.
She's not nude.
Yeah, but if you saw a neighbor wearing that outfit, you'd have to call the police, you know what I mean, on the street.
Yes.
Doesn't count as clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I like her like that.
Yeah, but Dorothy, yeah. That's what I was going to say. At least Dorothy's hot. It's like,
that's true.
That's good. Anyway.
Okay, well, I guess it's Murray then.
Yeah, Murray's pretty cool.
He's
He's got that rock band. He sometimes plays it. I saw him play at Cherry Bar, actually.
Yeah, he's cool. He's gigging.
He's
gigging,
Can I say something about... Can we just admit that maybe it's time for Anthony to hang up the boots?
Is that the blue one?
Yeah.
No, why? He clearly loves it.
Yeah, he does love it, but it's time to move on, man.
No, I love that. He's going out like Ric Flair.
He's just saying it. We're staying in the game for as long as he can. He's holding on.
Love it when you see. Also, Anthony's not that old. He's still wiggling up there.
He's still wiggling up there, but like.
Until his arthritis gets so bad where he no longer can smash his two fists together and sing Hot Potato, then he can keep going.
Until his bones, you can hear his bones in the nosebleed section sending like aluminium foil when you bend it up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then he's good to go.
No, I just feel like there's a time to pass the torch. And I feel like you gotta retire while there's still a little bit of gas left in the tank to propel you onto the next thing.
What's the next thing? Retirement.
Yeah.
No.
Do it.
I like it. I would love to see Toot Toot Chugga Chugga Big Red Scooter.
Yeah.
I know someone. I'm not gonna name names or point out who it was, But I know someone who told me that they saw the Wiggles recently at the Townsville Entertainment Centre. And not to narrow down the list of potential people it could be. But she was like, yeah, I watched them do sound check. She's like, I've never seen people more unenthusiastic to be there, but like displaying such raw ability. She was like, their vocals were incredible, but their faces looked like they want to get out of there. And I was like, yeah, well, yeah, that's a sound check. She goes, yeah, but then when they came out and performed, you could just feel how much they wanted to be there and how much they loved doing it. I was like, yeah, it's because they're putting on a show for toddlers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care what they do in their own time as long as they're wiggling if I spend $40 for a ticket.
True. And if they're wiggling hard, it's all that matters.
Yep.
So why did you want to cut the shit, man?
Just to find out what your favorite wiggle was.
That was it.
Yeah, I'm sick of all the bullshit. We never talk about our favorite wiggles.
That's true. Mm. We need to get to deep.
I just thought, finally, it's how long? It's been a year and a half and we've been shooting the shit. Let's cut that out.
We should have done it earlier.
Well, people wanted to know from probably episode one. They're probably like tuning in every week being like, well, when are they going to talk about their favorite wiggle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, here's another one for you. If you were a wiggle, what color would you be?
Green. I know it's not one, but I'd be a fifth one.
You have to make your own color, right? Why do they?
Turquoise. And you're like kind of like near Jeff, but you're not purple. Yeah.
What was the point of them redoing the same colors? Like, shouldn't they have, you know, when they hang up a jersey, like, you know, in like basketball or whatever, you put the number away because it's just like iconically applied to a player.
Well, I think it's maybe more Australian, like Nick Dacos wears Peter Dacos's number. It's sort of a passing of the torch.
Sometimes they pass the torch down where the old player gives a new recruit their jumper, like wear it proudly, mate.
Really?
Number two. But it's like,
yeah, it's like Jeff was purple. Now Justice Crew guy is purple.
That's what I mean,
passing the torch to someone who is objectively way uglier.
Yeah, true. That's my point, though, is why didn't they just pick new colours? Like, why didn't one of them go with green?
Well, at some point, you will run out of colours.
I think just because they've already done the merch, there's already branding.
True. It's like an iconic association, yeah.
A new colour would be good, though. I'd love a green in there.
No, it'd be like if the Boston Celtics started going with orange. Instead of green and white, it's like that's their branding.
Yeah,
true.
And they're the Wiggles, and everyone knows the colors.
Yellow Wiggle. What are the colors? Yellow, blue, red, purple.
Yeah, yep. It is weird that they didn't throw a green in there.
I feel like green's a more prominent color than purple.
They went primary colors then purple.
Yeah, bizarre.
Odd.
Yep, wild.
Interesting.
All right, I think we've cut the shit too much. Can we go back to shooting it?
Yep.
Yeah. Please shoot the shit.
Okay, just to reset. Ready to be shot.
Okay, good.
You loading up your spud gun in Kalgoorlie?
Yep.
Because the guy shot shit. All right. Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Good to be here. Boys, over the weekend was a monumental date. It was our first birthday. Well, the first birthday celebrations. I suppose the first birthday happened a bit before that. But it was our celebrations of our first birthday in Sydney.
Yep.
Oh, I had a great time.
BLT Pod is officially 1 year old.
Well done, boys.
Feels good. Our first podcast live tour is done and dusted. And it's behind us.
We've started crawling. We're hitting our milestones.
Well done.
We are crawling. Sometimes feels like it's crawling uphill too, but we're still crawling.
In 6 months, we might be almost verbal. Actually, I don't really know I don't know baby milestones. Have I got that wrong? When do they start chatting?
No, I guess it's about a year and a half, right? I don't know. None of us have babies. Well, you guys are about to go to Europe and England for 3 months. So I know you're going to be smashing the pubs over there, so you guys won't be verbal. I'm going to have to do some heavy lifting back here, studying linguistics or something, carry the weight of that.
You just call us over there and we're laced. I'm
like, fuck, can't even understand anything you're saying.
Just back on the baby thing.
Oh,
like
please.
When they're little, when someone has one. Do you ever look at it like, because I don't have any myself, but I know people with babies. And they're always like very keen to show it to you. And they always want you to hold it. Hate that. But I always go like, it's not, it's like, that's not on. Like, it's not, nothing.
Do you know what I think immediately? Like, when a friend is like, we're pregnant. I'm like, you cream pied your girlfriend. Well done. That's what I think. You know what I mean? It's not a flex.
That's
cool though.
I mean, yeah, cool. Good for you.
So wild to, when you announce a pregnancy as a bloke, to make it a collective noun. We're
pregnant. Yeah, true. Yeah. No, mate. You're not doing any of the heavy lifting.
Actually,
whatsoever.
To be fair, he held the spunk for 28 years. So.
That's true. He brewed.
And was performing maintenance on the brewery over the years as well. Like making sure it got cleaned out.
True.
Yep. Restock.
Refilled the kegs.
It's a great point.
It's good stuff.
But do you ever look at like a baby and just go like, especially in those, I don't know how old they are, but like when they don't do anything yet.
Yep.
And you're just like, yeah, bring it back to me like when it's crawling or like when it's functioning.
Yeah. Let me bring it to me in 2 years if when I can tell if it's a shithead or not. Well, actually, not even 2 years. Yeah, some kids are just toddlers.
It's like you need to wait like a solid year after a good game comes out for them to patch it up first. Yeah. You need to wait for the
updates.
It's
called the cyberpunk method.
Yeah.
Sit on it for a year and a bit. Once the patches are out, then jump in. Worthwhile experience.
Yep.
I honestly just think that I'm saying this now and then someone close to me will have a baby.
Yeah.
And I'll immediately flip and be like, it's the cutest thing ever. I love it. I want to hang out with it all the time. Yeah, but it's because there's not any in the world that I'm like emotionally connected to.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. My brother's about to get married and I'm assuming that there'll be kids at some point. I'm bracing for that when I have to be like,
Uncle Tyler.
Yeah, it's Uncle Tyler. You're such a cutie. But what if?
You're an uncle.
I'm an uncle, yeah.
Oh, yeah, true. What was that like?
Are you like, do you like it or them?
I like them. Yeah, they're cool.
So I shouldn't have called Tegan's child an it. Apologies if you're listening, Joe or Paul. Is it grandson or daughter?
Grandson.
But one of each now. Okay. Yep. 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 And if if you saw the way they acted in their younger years, maybe an it could be thrown around here or there.
Well, that's not my words.
Being an uncle's, it's cool, but like I am glad that they are objectively cute children because we made a rule early on that like when Tegan was pregnant with her first baby, my nephew now Jay, who's like 8 I think now.
Okay, uncle of the year, but yep. Carry on.
We were like, okay, if it comes out looking like somebody flattened this little cunt's face with a pan, we have to be honest about it.
Okay, yeah.
We have to be honest if it's ugly. And it was fine.
Okay, yeah. Good.
And that's if I ever have a kid. I don't think I will, but if I ever have a kid, I need to be honest and be like, it is ugly. And everybody around me can be open with that.
But if your kid's ugly, it's because of you or the person you've had the kid with.
You think it's the genetic mix-up?
Yeah. Well, look inwards. If your kid's ugly, brother, you probably have heaps to do with it.
Yeah.
Some could even claim 50% fault of your own.
Yeah. Oh, that's what we were talking about. What if, me and Zoe are both so sexy, so it'll probably just cancel each other out, hey? And it'll come out looking...
Yeah, how does that theory make sense when your parents when Shaz and Quinn are fucking sexy as hell?
Well, that's what
we've got Jack Kidgel, so what's it now?
Speaking of, when we were out in Adelaide last week for my shows in Adelaide, we met up with Jack's mates, the space, like Stephen and
Stephen Bray.
Why'd you say the space?
They're both like rocket science.
Yeah.
They're both. Jack, my brother, is intelligent and hangs out with rocket scientists, and I hang out with you. Rocket scientists.
Yeah.
So they're objectively two of the smartest people I've ever met in my entire life. So that's what we were discussing. When they have a child, will it cancel each other out and, act, sound, and think like not that?
Forrest Gump.
I reckon it will come out.
Yep.
I reckon it will come out fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are you a funcle? Like, do you take it out? Or like, you like a Disney uncle?
Do I take it out?
Yeah. Sorry, I just called it an in again.
Take it out.
Time to take it out.
Like, do you do fun activities? Are you like, are you going out with Uncle Blake to the park this weekend? Or like, are you, I don't know, are you involved?
It's me and Nathan are two. I'm Unky Blake, and I think I'm the more quiet of the uncles, but they call...
Is that because you're scared of children?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But, and this is, okay, we don't say it, but my brother, who is a homosexual man, he calls himself Funkle.
He calls himself Funkle?
Yeah, and the F in Funkle does not stand for fun.
Oh. Yeah.
So
that's good.
He's a more flamboyant uncle. So I think
for flamboyant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were flamboyant in a country town, that's what people would call you. So he's the more upbeat of us two. He's more like, hey, let's do this, let's do that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's what I like about having a niece now that Zoe's, like Zoe came and stayed with us for Christmas and it was so good. Like my niece would just come in like to my room and just be like, where's Zoe? And I'm like, you don't want to play with me? And she's like, no, Zoe. And I'm like, fucking no.
Well, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, you're an uncle too, Lukey. You're a funkle-in-law.
A step-uncle.
You're a funkle-in-law.
It was like a step-uncle, right?
Well, no, step.
Oh, yeah, step-uncle. I guess a funkle-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funkle-in-law.
Yeah, Meg has a niece and nephew. And
yeah, well, I mean, you guys have...
We hang out.
We hang out? What?
What
you
is
and
funny?
Meg or you and the niece and nephew?
Both, sometimes.
Everyone.
But yes, I do, it is shocking how much I have in common with a nine-year-old boy. Like, we both love Fortnite and wrestling.
Yeah.
So whenever we go over, like, he's blown away because he doesn't have money yet because he's poor, right? Because he doesn't have a job. He's like, what do you even do, mate?
Yeah. And how old is he? Eight.
He's eight.
Yeah.
If you just clipped this conversation, you could honestly get to the end of the episode being like, that was a really good segment about Luke and Blake's relationship.
Yeah.
So he gets mind blown by my Fortnite locker because I'm an adult and I spend my money on John Wick skins and Marvel just garbage. Yeah. I buy V-Bucks and then convert them into cosmetic things I can play my shooty shooty bang bang game with.
Yeah.
And he loves that shit. So he thinks I'm the best. He just thinks I'm the coolest. And then, oh, he bought, this is how cool he thinks I am. I think he thinks I'm friends with Mr. Beast because weirdly he found out about the DM thing I had with Mr. Beast.
We haven't talked about that on the show, have we?
Oh, I must have. But
I don't think on this
I
one.
I think we've talked about it. Yeah.
We have?
Yeah.
I thought we talked about it on Luke and Meg. Maybe we have. I don't know. I can't remember.
But either way, when I got sent Feastables, like the chocolate in the mail just from the company, and it came in like a big Mr. Beast wooden nice box.
Yeah.
So then sorry, Jimmy, but like I didn't really want the chocolate. I tried it and I was like, oh, Cadbury's pretty good. It makes you appreciate it.
Man, do you know what I just saw yesterday at the supermarket? It's funny you mentioned that. Like when Feastables came out, it was notoriously just not, it tastes like cardboard.
Yeah, I just think we as Australians have a higher standard for what Americans have of chocolate.
Probably. Well, there was at Woolworths yesterday, there was like a stand, one of those freestanding stands with a photo of Mr. Beast on it holding the bar up. He's doing the smile. And the slogan on it was, new look, new taste.
Well, they got a lot of shit and I think they literally made a new recipe.
I think so. Right. I thought that was so funny.
Because I've noticed on recent Mr. Beast videos that he keeps flogging off that like, we've got an all new new blend and stuff.
Yeah. Isn't that just so funny that you have to promote your product with how shit it used to be?
But anyway, we then re-gift this brand deal thing off to Xavier because he loves Mr. Beast because he's eight.
Of course, yeah.
And then he takes it to school and apparently did show and tell being like,
with the
and
box.
Told his whole class, like, my uncle knows Mr. Beast.
That's pretty sick.
And I think no one corrected him because I was like, just let him have this and he'll find out when he's 12.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I've that's never actually met.
Dude, that would get him so much equity in the playground. Yeah. You've just done him such a solid.
Yeah, lying is the most equity you can get.
Yeah, kids have no clue.
It's sort of similar, like my nephew, more in particular, he's a little bit older. So now he's like, how old's your nephew?
He's not my nephew, but he's eight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my nephew's the same age, but he isn't allowed to look up my name on YouTube because it's apparently, it's bad. It's it's naughty, naughty.
Some of them have watched my videos and I was like, that's not cool.
Oh, no, so they have the goss?
I don't know what they know about what I do.
Yeah, that's a bit scary, actually.
Yeah, they apparently, my niece and nephew frequently ask, like, what does Unky Blake do? And there's no real good answer for it. Just like...
That's what we used to tell my granddad before he passed away.
What?
Just like we didn't want to, he was getting to the end and I was just starting to kind of pop off in comedy and he was like 90 something years old and he was sick.
Yeah.
And he was always like asking dad if he could come and watch me.
Oh.
And my dad was kind of like, oh, we'll let you remember Luke in a good way.
Trust
me. Because if you know, I don't think a 92-year-old is going to come along and see like me do my cum tree bit,
no,
and be particularly impressed. And he didn't want to ruin the image of having such a lovely relationship with his grandson.
I feel like it is good. Like, I've had older people, like, a lot of my mum, because my mum's a golfer, so a lot of her friends, like, mum's, like, 55. All of her friends are going to be dead in 3 years, right? That's mum's friend group. They're all old women.
Okay.
But they've, what? Mum, you can attest, they will be dead pretty soon.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Anyway, carry on. I'm with you.
Yeah. Go. They will be, time's nearly up.
Yep.
It's what happens.
Tea time, you're about to miss it. Yep. All right. But they're all older. So they're like, and they've known me since I was like at that table, mute from 4 years old at the golf club, just been like, oh, but he's just such a cute little boy. And then they'll all come to like Wagga or Bendigo or Albury or whatever. And they'll be like, even though I say cunt like 9 times during the show, they're like, oh, he's doing well, isn't he?
They're just like, oh, he's come out of his shell.
Yeah, that'd be the thing. Yeah. It's like, I think it's better to see someone be like, oh, he's doing well, isn't he?
And you're like,
they see like 300 other people enjoying what they do, then they appreciate it more, I think.
I remember my,
it's so funny, like, them watching an hour of what you do and being like, you know, we're just proud of you. You're like, yeah, I told someone who works at KFC to kill themselves.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty important stuff.
Oh, like after the Wagga show, one of my mum's friends, Anne, comes to the show and she was like, because Alex Milenkovic opened and she was like, yeah, I'm proud of you, mate. And I was like, why is that? She was like, you only said cunt 5 times. Alex, 15.
Compared to C-bombs.
Yeah.
I remember my nan... She's passed away now, but she came and saw me in a musical one time, and afterwards it was like the only thing she'd ever come to see me, like, performance wise.
Yeah, but that's wholesome.
No, but yeah, it was wholesome.
What you do is talented and nice for grandparents.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But afterwards I was like, Nan, what did you think? And she's like, oh, I thought you were backstage crew. Then halfway through the show, I realized it was you I was watching in the makeup the whole time. I was like, fuck, you are old, Nan, eh?
Wait, the one like Tick Tick Boom.
Yeah, I think so.
There's only 3 people on stage.
Yeah,
and the other one was Meg, and the other one was your...
Bailey.
Was Bailey, who doesn't look anything like you.
At all, no.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
How did you not narrow it down?
Well, she was really old and, like, going blind, I think. And, I don't think anyone fully explained to her the situation.
Oh, well, that's nice that she got to see you. But, yeah.
Similar vibes.
It is funny, the start of someone's life and at the end of someone's life, like... Meg's nephew and my granddad both have been told for similar reasons that they can't watch my stand-up.
Yeah, that's really funny.
We start
funny.
Treating old people like children by the end. We're it's a bit much for you.
Yeah.
But there's a pocket in the middle of your life where you can handle an orgy joke.
Yeah.
It's sick. But exactly. Do you reckon we'll be like that when... See, I think it's just a generational thing. So when they were our age, do you think that our grandparents were at the pub telling each other to go fuck themselves? Or were they being like, blimey, Jesus Christ, who, you know, were they doing, they're saying bloody hell?
Yeah, I think it's...
It's like that old AB, you know, when you see like archival ABC like footage of just like, there's one really famous one of a news reporter, she's a woman and she goes into like a men's bar and they're all like, now, do you think I should be able to sit in here with you? And they're like, the men should be where the men are. So if I want to swear or if I want to say bloomin' shit fuck, stuff like that.
The woman should be at home preparing a meal for the man. The pub is a place for the man to hang out. Yeah.
Instead of saying bullshit, they'll be like, that is absolutely codswallop.
Yeah, codswallop.
Yeah.
Utter baloney that she's here right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so do you think that when we're 90 that we'll be offended by language or we'll be offended by, like, I don't know.
I think
by then people will be like rooting microwaves. So we'll be like, back in my day, you couldn't root any of the appliances.
Yeah.
I think
we would use those for our toast and not our cocks, only if you're very alone and very horny. The vacuum got tried out a few times, but never the toaster.
Yeah, back in my day, the only thing people would stick in their toasters are their forks.
I think that our grandparents had like a real, they were raised by like, respect your elders, and when you're older, your kids will respect you. And this, and they probably swore with their friends and stuff. But now that they're all old, they're like, "Oh, you can't swear around me."
And potentially even like religious
and religious as well. Yeah. Like, I think our generation is more progressive and just don't care.
Do you know what I also think about? Maybe in the opposite way. You know, when you see old footage of like school kids in the 1950s being like, "What do you think's going to be? What do you think the world's going to be like in 2024?" And they're like,
well, I think that it's just going to be lovely and there might be flying cars. I think the environment might be a little bit, it might get a little bit warmer and who knows, maybe there might be.
You know, and they'll just go on this long tangent and it's so false.
How can you do such a good transatlantic accent?
I don't know.
That's so random.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Yeah.
Should do that more. Can you say something else in the accent?
Yeah, what would you like me to say?
It was like ASMR for me. I really liked it.
Oh, thank you.
No, please go. What do you need to get from the shops, from the grocery shops?
No, can you read the nutritional information of that can of V that you have in front of you, but in the accent?
So, Stacey, what do you think is a radioactive toxin that might kill you and your family? And what will it include inside of it?
Carbonated water, sugar, acidity regulators, citric acid, sodium citrate, taurine, guarana extract, flavors, preservatives, sodium benzoate, potassium. I get them in my bananas. Sorbate, caffeine.
Sorbate.
Glucose. So many fucking syllables in this word, I'm not even going to attempt it. Vitamins. Oh, vitamins. Pentothenic acid, B5. Riboflavin, B2, B6, B12. 10-cent refund. Oh, we have shillings where I live, but...
rat poison, kerosene.
Lead, that's going to make me fucking go off my chops in 45 years.
And my favourite, asbestos. I love when that's sprinkled in my cornflakes in the morning.
All right, that's the ingredients of Prime.
Dude, I was walking up Chapel Street yesterday and I walked past my old landlord, like who she like owned the block and she just lived there. And I walked past her and she was like, oh, lucky I saw ya. You are bloody healthy, aren't you? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, there's like four... like big packages there for you. And I was like, what do you mean like four big packages? And she's like, you've got sent like a heap of like water. And I was like, are they like bottles? And she's like, but you can't see what it is. And she was like, no, it's like the four slabs of water. And I'm like, oh, that's definitely like four slabs of Prime I've been sent because I haven't taken myself off the email list from these fucking...
Oh, dude, can you put my name on the email list, dude?
I genuinely will if you want me to. I'll change it to your address.
Please.
I got sent a bunch of Prime and then forgot about it, left them in my garage over summer and there was like a bunch of 35 to 40 degree days and they've like boiled in my garage.
Yeah.
And I've got a massive weed problem out in front of my house and I needed to get rid of the Prime and I decided like what could I do to get rid of the weeds? And I was like, what's the most toxic thing that I own? So I poured... all the bottles of Prime into a bucket.
Oh my
and
god!
And then put it on my lawn, dude. The weeds are gone. but I do feel like I'm gonna get back from the UK, and I am. I feel like I'm gonna grow my own Logan Paul.
Yeah, he's gonna be in the bushes. Oh, that sucks.
Come back home, and there's gonna be a bloke like trying to box me in the front door, trying to hit me with a frog splash.
That's so good,
dude. That's nasty.
But it was so like white. And like grayscale, it was
yuck. Yeah, had all the stuff separated into layers, or it just completely diluted itself.
I mean, look, I didn't take to Prime kindly before it had boiled in my garage.
Yeah, so fresh Prime's not on your go-to liquids list.
Fresh Prime would probably still work as weed killer as well.
Very true.
That's I was nasty. Like, God, get a slap in me right now.
I just like free things, man. And what flavor was it? What color was it? Do you know?
I haven't picked them up yet. I know the last slab we got was the lemonade flavor one.
Oh, that was pretty good.
It was okay. It was the best one, but it still just tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah, it's way too sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame. Boys, let's cut the shit. What's your favorite of? Fuck, I didn't even say the sentence.
Can we go back to reading things in the transatlantic accent, please?
Can you tell us about this thing?
What's the thing?
Blake said that he's being caught in a lie.
Oh.
Yes.
I would love to hear this
lie. Some would call me a little fibber.
I'm just like, I don't know. I get weird about explaining my job to people who will have no idea what it is. Not what it is, but like... people who, you know, it will take a long time explaining to them what I do.
Yep.
And I just, I like always make up a lie to like an Uber driver, and that's fine. You'll never see them again.
It's because when you say you're a comedian or a YouTuber or something like that, it engages more conversation because people are curious about it.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't want to do that. So I, right next to my apartment, a couple of doors down, there's a convenience store that's owned by this really lovely, really old Asian couple. And I've sort of fucked myself over because, you know me, I love, that is where I got this V.
Yep.
And the two chocolate bars I brought into the office yeah, today.
I did notice that.
And usually
as well.
When I'm on my way out, I'll grab like a drink or a snack there or something. And I'm in there like a couple of times a week.
Yep.
And every day they go, like the guy's just like,
what do you do? Just leave the house and go, oh, I haven't fucked up the bathroom in 18 hours. Let's rectify that.
Yeah.
Yes. But every time, if it's the dude or if it's the woman, they're always like, oh, you're not working today? And I'm like, ah, working from home.
Yeah.
And then it's just been like there was one time when I was just didn't have like a tour leg for a couple of weeks. So they saw me quite a bit getting me red frogs and whatever I was getting. And they were like, you haven't worked it. Are you still on holiday? Still on holiday. And I'm like, yep, still on holiday. They haven't asked me what I do yet.
Dude, they're not wrong.
Yeah, no, I am still on holiday.
Yeah.
But
it's been 7 years.
Yeah. 7 years.
Oh, wait, when did you finish high school? Oh, that was me.
Yeah.
How long have you? What, 5 years?
Four.
How old are you?
22.
Oh, I thought you were older than that. No, I keep forgetting.
You've done some bad math there, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm caught in like a... Every day I have to say, oh, I finished work early today, working from home today.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, it's 11 a.m. You're like, oh, they'll let me knock off.
Two things they're probably worried about. The first thing being if you stop coming in, they're going to have to try and find another customer to sell anything to because you're probably keeping their business afloat.
Yeah.
And the second thing is they're probably worried that if you don't come in and get your lollies and energy drink, when you cut yourself, you won't bleed syrup. So, I think that the fact that they even asked you, mate, is a nice thing. I don't think you have to feel like you're trapped in a lie. Keep this relationship going as it is, you know?
Yeah. I find it so funny that even strangers in your life have cottoned on that you do fuck all.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to get to know you intimately to know that you don't do much on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
That this guy is working from home.
It's so funny that you just go in there like, you're the unemployed friend on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like watching, oh, like I've got to get home because wrestling's on.
Yeah.
But I need snacks.
Yeah.
I mean, looks
you
like
jealous
like,
yet, cunts?
Let's not act like that's not the ideal lifestyle. Mm. That's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
Good man.
Do you know, people have been sending me, since the Dobby shit,
yeah,
I've just been fucking hounded with it.
With Dobby specifically?
With Dobby stuff. Every show I've done like 5 shows since that clip has come out, and every show is like, where's Dobby? When's Dobby coming out?
I was checking the BLT pod Instagram DMs. By the way, guys, get around it at BLT.pod on Instagram. And before the Sydney show, someone messaged and said, do the Dobby voice tonight, please. What the fuck does that mean? Do the Dobby voice in what way?
Yeah.
There's no other. Give us something else to work with.
They want us to cut the shit.
Yeah.
just do the Dobby voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but does that mean, does she want you to say anything? Or she wants you to go,
well, they were like,
I'm Dobby.
I don't know. What? But then in Shepparton, they hounded me with it. And I was like, if we're all good tonight, if we're well behaved, I'll give you Dobby. And they weren't. I didn't give it to them.
I remember that. I was there for that. Yeah. I heard that.
Oh, yeah. But no, people have been, I got this DM on my TikTok from Nurse Shauno. And he sent me a Meta AI, like, it's the same bit, but he just swapped out cystic fibrosis with erectile dysfunction.
That's pretty funny.
And then I was like, that's pretty good. And then I just go, is this AI or my personal diary? Ha ha. And then he goes, ha ha, why not both? And then he fucked himself over. He goes, nah, mate, Meta AI. When I saw your video of Dobby with cerebral palsy, I instantly started laughing.
Dobby with cerebral palsy.
It is funny when people watch something, they like remember half of it.
Yeah, they just completely...
Yeah, I remember the general themes.
Yeah.
Or do people often mistake cystic fibrosis and cerebral palsy, not because they're similar conditions, but just because they start both up with C?
Maybe.
Does that happen?
But even...
That's happened to you before.
That's happened before.
Sometimes people have come up to you and be like, oh, I've also got cerebral palsy.
Do you know what, the worst incarnation of it was? I was at the Corowa RSL a couple of months ago. I have a guy come up to me and he goes, Lukey, mate, my mate's got fucking cerebral palsy as well. Love you, mate.
It's like they got so close twice. Yeah.
Dude. Oh, man. Dude, you boys, I know that on this podcast we're no stranger to talking about some interesting run-ins you guys have with the fans. I had my first blank face sighting out in the wild, unprompted, with Mia. So we've been at the gym, at my local gym. Then we went to the supermarket that's next door. So again, the local. And I'd just like to shout out here. I'm pretty certain you might listen to the pod, Jakey. He says to me, we're in the supermarket, it's like 9 p.m. I hear this guy go, oh, Tyler. And I go, turn around, I go, yeah, hello. And me and I both like, what the fuck? He's like, dude, I love blank face. I was like, oh, shit, thanks, man. And he goes, oh, I actually can't believe that I've met you right now. I was like, oh, man, I can't believe that I met you right now. What's your name? We're talking for a second. He goes, oh, man, I've just had the longest day at work and I can't believe it. This is my local Woolies. This is crazy that I've run into blank face at the local Woolies. I was like, mate, no, it's all good. And I'm just trying to talk to him for a while. And then he goes, oh, can I grab a pic? And I'm like, yeah, fucking oath, man, that'd be awesome. So grab a pic and he goes to walk away and he goes, wait, before I go, mate. So today I was in the car on the way home. I was listening to Wolfmother. Now, I'm sure you've probably listened to Wolfmother because I hear tones of Wolfmother in your music and stuff. I'm like, okay. And he goes, that first album, this guy and I proceed to have a 5-minute conversation about Wolfmother in the supermarket aisle. And it was completely unrelated to anything else. That was the last time he brought up Blankface. After that, it was just Stockdale chat for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he goes, anyway, mate, this has really made my night. I hope you have a good night too, guys. Mia, it was nice to meet you. See you later. And he just walks away. And I was like, fuck. That was the best shit ever.
I love that people spot you in a supermarket and go, this guy would love to chat Wolfmother for
five. That's what I mean. And he read me like a fucking book, man. I was stoked. Because this guy was like, too. I was like, yeah, man, actually, when that first Wolfmother album came out, I remember my dad used to take us camping every Christmas and we would get him a present that we wanted. And so we got in that Wolfmother CD and we just played it on loop for like a week straight in the car. Apple Tree's a banger. Mine's Eyes. He's like, bro, this is fucking sick. And he just starts yapping about the Wolfmother. And I thought after a while, I was like, that is the greatest possible interaction you can have with someone that you don't know.
It is the best. Those are the best when they know specifically about your interests.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I reckon every meet and greet is just like there's always just one dude. And they always have an odour, but they're always lovely. Yep. They always just come out and they're like, Blakey, cult of personality. I like it, mate. And then they just go, CM Punk. And then they walk away. And then even at the BLT live show, like I had like a 25-minute chat about like CM Punk and how he's going to fuck over Drew McIntyre in 4 months. And it was the best.
Yeah, it's the best shit
ever.
And
then you left the mirror in the bathroom. And then who did you meet?
And well, left the mirror, stopped masturbating. And then...
That's awesome.
Man, we got absolutely like when people come up, that's what you described as very lovely. Sometimes people are just weird. This guy started filming us at the truck stop. Yeah. So Blake and I drove home together like for 8.5 hours from Sydney in the van.
Yeah. Yeah. The drive there and back was brutal. Mm.
We bought up all the music equipment so the band could play. So we drove. Anyway, right. Nightmare. It's an absolute bitch of a drive. We're like maybe 7 hours in of a 9-hour drive. It just wasn't a vibe. Mm. And I'm filling up petrol. I've got trackies on. I look like shit. Blake is, half of him is out the car. He's dropped something under the seat. Mm. So he's bent over, scaling his arm under the car. Like his arm's deep under the chair.
Yeah, my phone went flat 30 minutes into the drive and then my phone just wouldn't turn back on again. So Luke was like, get some gunk out of your phone. I've got one of those things that you stick it in and it gets your SIM card out.
Little
like paper clip pinny things. And I dropped that in a weird crevice under the seat.
So while I'm filling up the car, the van thing, and then this guy just goes, hey, boys! And we turn around. There's a guy wearing a sailor's hat filming us on his phone, just like bare feet, board shorts. It's freezing cold. That's
awesome. Literally, I pop my head up and all I can see is this. Just like, fucking thought it was you, boy. Hey.
And, dude, I would love to get the POV of his angle because I just shoot him the biggest greasy. Oh, and it wasn't intentional. It was just like, wasn't expecting to have to turn it on.
No, but yeah, but as I was going to say, sometimes you're just in a shit situation and your face reflects it.
And I just turned around and just went, and then I immediately went, oh, cool, man. And then as soon as, I think because I gave him this look, like, why are you filming me? He just slowly lowers the phone, but then continues the conversation like nothing happened and like that he wasn't filming us. And he didn't even ask for a photo or anything. And then
he got his footage.
What is funny, about half an hour before that, Blake, you know, when you're like, you just, after that point of the road trip, you just end up getting in those lulls of silence because we've already talked about everything.
Yeah, of course.
Plus, we hang out all the time anyway.
Yeah. It's like there's real nothing.
So we're just like in silence and then probably haven't spoken for a few minutes. And then Blake just goes, you know, you just like occasionally glance up at passing cars when you pass them.
Yeah.
Like just looks up and goes, that guy was wearing a sailor's hat. And then I just forget about it. And then 30 minutes later, just, there is the sailor's hat. And I was like, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the other reason we spotted him, he was also driving a van, had no registration on it. And then I was like, who the fuck's driving the thing? Who's driving without a register? Oh, the captain of the Titanic. Anyway.
It's the fucking road pirate, man.
It was so unlucky because he just would have been like, oh, I see these boys on the internet, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, you've sent us our absolute lowest, like paying way too much for diesel. And Blake's got one arm under the seat. Blake's trying to have a conversation. His one arm stuck under the van. And he's like, yeah, g'day, man. How you going?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty bad. The worst thing that happened in our car was at about the 6 hour mark, the blank face band drummer Reese was like, nah, dude, you have to listen to Tool, man. They're fucking sick. And then he puts on this progressive metal band that has like 15-minute songs and like the first song finished, and he just had it cranked and we were sitting there and I was like, yeah, man, that was pretty sick, but fuck, please don't do that again. And then Mia was like, yeah, I think that's like really good thinking music. And I was like, you don't have to be polite. We could just change it back to Billie Eilish or something.
Now, on the drive home, though, I did. There are not a lot of times where my shit diet and constant, basically living in candy land, really comes in handy for anyone. But like probably 6.5 hours in, Luke just goes, "Yeah, we'll have to stop off soon." Fucking, I just really want some snakes. And then I was just like, yeah, that would fucking suck. And because I was prompted to remember that 4 days ago, before that drive, I got snakes and then just forgot about them in my bag. And then I just pull out a jumbo pack and it just goes,
revival.
So sick. Blake's a perfect person you need around if you're like, God, my blood glucose levels are getting low.
Yeah. Does anyone have anything I could consume?
I genuinely think I've probably saved Meg's life on 3 different occasions.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you know how many times I've been backstage with Meg and Meg's just like running around and then she just like stops and then she's like, I'm like, Meg, you good? And she's like, yeah, I'm just like, I feel like I'm, you know, going hypo. And then I just throw like a fucking jelly bean in her mouth. I've got them on a fucking. I should use your Nerf gun that you fucking got at the BLT live show.
Just go snipe into it. The bolt action jelly bean across the room. That'd go hard. Great shout.
But it was such a boring drive, man.
The Hume sucks, man.
Like for international, actually, American people might be able to comprehend it because they live in a massive country. But like people in the UK, I don't think you can comprehend how vast and boring and long landscape.
It's just barren, man. Oh, it's like a concrete barren mess.
Me and Zoe have started watching that Welcome to Wrexham that you've told me to watch about like them Ryan Reynolds buying the soccer club. And then it's really interesting like how like they get the bus of fans to go to away games and stuff, and they're like, we've been driving all night, we've been driving 2.5 hours. And I'm like, if we have anything less than a 7 hour drive, we're like, fuck, easy day.
Exactly. 100%.
I reckon it took us 9.5 because we took a wrong turn early and then we just ended up somehow 40 minutes behind your car.
Yeah, our car just flew on the way home. The band boys were like, nah, we're ready to get out of Sydney for sure.
Yeah.
We flew out of there. Yeah, it sucks, man. The whole way down. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I drove the whole way. I was the pilot of the car.
So did I.
You drove
the
whole way?
I've never done that before.
No, I've never done that before either. Oh, no, I have actually. Sorry, I lied. On the way to your special, I drove the van up. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I stopped in Yass. So I did have a little shorter breaks. Yeah, it was like 9 hours straight of driving. And then I got back to to our office, and I drove home an hour from the office. So it was like 10 all up. And I reckon probably by the 8th hour, I was like seeing things on the road. And I was like, God, I don't want to tell anyone in the car and scare them. I just want to just commit and get the way home. Probably super dangerous decision on my part. But
to Blake's credit, he's often a car snoozer and he stayed awake the whole time.
Yeah.
And I am a type of person, if I don't get stimulated by conversation, I just start to get so bored. And then you do those lapses. It only happened one time where you hit the line is like segmented. So it goes, if your tire goes over.
Yeah.
And I had one lapse where I went, and I went, and then it happened about I still had 4 hours to go and I was like, oh dear.
Oh, yeah. We should have stuck a couple of labs on you boys and recorded 9 episodes of the pod.
I think
would have just been us going, who's the weirdest person you've ever met? And then us literally
burning so many bridges.
Yes, yeah. Listing off 10 of the weirdest people who we would never say publicly that we've had conversations with.
Yeah. I reckon an hour of the conversation was just like that. We would do it and then have a 20-minute gap of silence and then do it again. And it'd just be like, what do you reckon insert cunt we hate is doing right now?
We're such little like children gossipers.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good stuff.
But what else do you do on like a road trip
like that?
Do you
know what was crazy? So on the way up on the Friday, myself, Tom and Reese, pretty strong bladders. Mia, on the other hand, not as strong. And she did pretty good the first half. And then after we stopped for lunch, she was like, okay, I really need to go to it probably every 45. And we get to a point where I'm like, well, there's no service stations coming up. I'm just going to have to pull into like a side toilet thing. And Reese made some comment like, oh, I hope there's no drop toilets or whatever. And Mia's like, what's a drop toilet? She didn't know what a drop toilet was. And the one we pulled into was a drop toilet.
A lot of the ones that aren't at the service centers are.
Yeah, just the truck stop ones. No, there's no plumbing out there. So we pull over to this one. I'm like, are you sure you want to go in? She's like, yeah, I'm busting. I have to go in. And it was so funny. We had left the windows down and we watched her like jump out of the car, run in, the door slammed shut. And then we just hear like, what's that? And then we just hear, and then she runs and she goes, I'll hold it to the next one. And she's like, I don't get it. I said, it just goes, I'm like, it drops. That's what it is.
And the three of you are like, no, worth pulling over for. That was good.
Yeah, hella worth it.
You're like, fuck, she fell in.
Yeah, we've lost her. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the most interesting thing that can happen on the Hume.
Yeah, it was, oh man, do you know what the best part about, because can I also just say, the blank face set at the Sydney lot, the floor I thought was going to give way.
We nearly did a Genesis Owusu.
Yeah, the floor had Parkinson's. It was shaking that much.
Michael J. Floor.
Yeah.
It was popping off. We did it at a nightclub, as we said, if you listen to the end of the live episode.
Yeah.
And it's like 3 flights up, dingy, filthy. It's like a nightclub where you walk in there and go, oh, this has been operating since the 70s.
Yeah. The room itself looked pretty cool, but it definitely was not set up with the capabilities of having a rock and roll band in there.
Can I tell you the funniest thing, though, of the night? Because, look, okay, maybe I was... We had been given a green room.
Yeah.
And then the person who ran the venue was just like, boys, just fuck, if you want a beer, just grab a beer. He's like, 10 drink cards. And I was like, let's go. So as soon as the pod started, I was just hooking in to just drinks. And then by the end of the night...
What?
You were...
Yeah.
That's unlike you, mate.
Nah.
Must be nice, fellas. Must be nice.
But then it got to the point where, like, we'd done the pod and then we're, like, 3 or 4 songs into Blank Face and I'm like, oh, I'm about to piss my pants. And I'm standing next to Alex Milinkovic and Alex was like, oh, I want to get in, but, like, I don't want to, like, invade. Like, I don't want to, like, just...
Make it about myself.
Yeah. And then he was like, I don't want it to feel, like, manufactured. And then you started the next song.
Yeah.
It was just one of the, like, fucking... I can't remember what song it was, but I'm like, okay, I need to piss.
I think it was Head in a Hole.
I think it was Head in a Hole, and I was like, I'm about to piss my pants. Anyway, and then I was like to Alex, I'll be back, like 30 seconds, I'll come. By the time it took me, Alex and I were at the side part near the bar. By the time I went and took a piss, came back out, Alex had gone from just standing there just going, oh, I might hop in. This man was basically bashing people in a mosh pit.
He started a mosh pit.
Dude, it was the sickest shit. Do you know what I think has been the coolest part about these pod, the pod and band shows, is that I don't think anyone, even really us, firstly, I don't think we really knew what we were setting up, what kind of a night we were setting up. Mm. But I don't think anyone of the people coming to the show, a lot of them, when we would ask them in the room, a lot of people would be like, does anyone listen to the pod? And like most of the room would be like, no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People kind of thought, this is what genuinely what I felt it was. It was, I missed out on Luke and Blake's stand-up shows.
Yeah.
And they're not coming back for another year exactly. or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just think it's, I don't know what they think it is.
But they don't think, I think it's like one, it's probably like fucking 10% podcast listeners, 1% blank face follower. The mm-hmm. rest of them are all just Luke and Blake heads who are like, this is stand-up comedy, right?
Yeah.
So they come and see three of us sitting on stage doing the pod like we usually do it.
And they get disappointed by both segments of the show.
Yeah. No, at first they get disappointed. Yeah. They come and they go, wait, this is what I'm fucking expecting. But by the end of the night, every time we did these shows, by the end of the podcast segment, people were like, okay, I'm actually really on board with this. Then the music part would start, and probably, I reckon every single time, probably the first five or six songs, people were like, I don't know what the fuck to do here. Is this like a gig now? Like, am I meant to stand here and watch it? Because there's always a bit of space between the band and the audience. And then by the time, yeah, it's like head in a hole and some people have just gotten drunk enough and they're like, fuck it, let's just jump around. Mm. In Sydney, I reckon by head in a hole when Alex had started the pit,
yep.
I was like, okay, this gig is cooking. The PA wasn't set up to hear my voice. So my voice, I was screaming into a microphone, no fallbacks. I couldn't hear myself sing. My throat was starting to hurt like I had like a throat disease around then. Then when Luke came on to do Holiday, the crowd was ravenous. Mm. They were ravenous to see Mr. Kijel shred.
Yep.
And when the solo came out.
Did he?
Yeah.
God, he did.
Fucking hell. Lukey Hendrix came out in a big way.
Now, I will confess, I don't know if it was brought up in last week's pod, but there was one minor hiccup. It's because I'm going to blame No Fallback. So I didn't stuff up the solo, which is what I was trying to nail. So I didn't realize we were up to the verse. So I was still playing the intro riff and then realized halfway through the verse, oh, we've passed that.
And
I know you should count, but I didn't. I'm not a music guy or a mathematician. So no, fair enough. I just like Green Day and I couldn't hear the lyrics.
Yeah, but even like Reese on the drums, I mean, he's a fucking monster drummer and he knows music too, but he's like, some of the times, even at rehearsal, he's like, dude, I can't hear you singing. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how to vibe with this.
Yeah.
Hard to catch a vibe, you know what I mean? You can't hear the vocals. But Lukey came on there and he shredded and the audience was fanging for it. And then pretty much after that, there was an absolutely lethal mosh pit going on for the last couple of songs. And we kind of jam a bit. We do like a Vincent's Ear big jam. We do a big celluloid jam. And then this was the first effective, I want to say the first effective blank face encore.
No. Well, let's put in the audio of what really happened.
I was going to say, I think you guys need to hear. In the end, it was the first effective blank face encore.
We'll cut to the audio here. So this Tyler, the last song, in quotation marks, wraps up. And then people start chanting one more song. I'll just play the audio.
Yeah, play the audio.
So I gave you an authentic, real, I mean, not real, a forced, not authentic.
A forced, in the end, authentic encore. And I thank you for it wholeheartedly because it was fucking awesome.
It's so much funnier when, and I love that everyone booed me as well when I kicked you off the stage.
That was awesome.
Like, you suck.
Yeah. It was so awesome. But then we came on and we did Shame. And man, something about that song, people just jump and it's like the jump tempo. Mm. That was crazy. And that's when the floor was, I was like, this, we might be going down. we might be going straight down because the whole room was fucking shaking. The DJ decks were on wires.
Yeah, I thought there was going to be a few heads in a hole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought two girls that came to the show were going to have a stroke because the level, the bar that they had for them to have the best night of their life was so low. Me and Luke went and got Zamberos before the show and these two girls just start freaking out just, and we just say hello. We're like, are you coming to the show? They're like, yeah, we can't wait. And then we take a selfie. They post it before the show starts.
Yep.
And they go, oh, my God, just met these two guys. This was literally the best experience of our entire lives. And I was like, the show is still an hour and a half away. They just saw us ordering a burrito.
They're yeah, like, but there's we shared air with them.
Maybe if you are a big Kijil head, there's something about seeing me in my happiest environment that must be a thrill.
Yeah.
Like me pre-burrito about to hook in.
Yeah. Damn. This guy's not going to get much happier
and
in his life.
And me eating a burrito, you're like, fuck, I'm looking at Blake mid-suicide right now.
Say, this could be this man's last meal.
Yeah.
I will admit, though, I didn't know if they were joking. Because, you know, so Blake started ordering and I had to, not had to, I was talking to them willingly and they're lovely. Sorry, I just sounded
thank
like
you
I didn't
for clarifying,
want to.
Yep.
But as Blake's ordering, I'm chatting to the girls and obviously after the initial, oh, you're coming to the show, that, you know, combo. I then have to start kind of making up small talk. So I just start going, yeah, no, Blake's ordering for himself nowadays. We've taught him really well. Yep. He's saying please and thank you to strangers. And I start being super condescending.
Yeah.
And I go, and I'm yelling, I was like, good on you, Blakey. Well done, mate. Yep. Get a bit of lettuce. And Blakey, you know, he gets embarrassed.
Yeah.
Do you know that's in public? And the girls aren't really giggling.
Oh my God.
Like I'm trying to do bits to them thinking they're podcast fans and they're just like, I don't. What?
Yeah.
It's kind of like bombing now. It's like that. You're not really listening.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, we need to wrap this up. Are they telling us to leave?
There's been a few messages sent. Sorry.
We're supposed to be going out to celebrate Vibu's birthday, who's one of the men in suits. So.
Oh. I got him a pack of footy cards and he opens it up and there is one in there that's a retro Essendon. He's a massive Essendon fan. I thought he was happy enough with that. Then he looked up the card. It is worth $300 on eBay. That's how rare this card is.
How do you feel about that, man?
Oh, I'm fucking fuming.
Yeah, I can bet.
Actually, just I know we have to wrap up, but no, I need to share this anecdote now.
Yeah, please do.
I walk into the office today and Vibu, we've spoken about him in the past. He's the guy who we're talking about. My friend who's a Paralympian, Jared Clifford, he famously said he's vision impaired and he said, wouldn't that help him run? Another famous quote from Vibu was, I want to donate my brain to science, but I don't know if science would care. he's an interesting guy.
This guy is a human Rorschach test. Everyone will look at the same thing and see something a little different, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like one of those guys, I love, his presence in the office is so good because I walk up the stairs, he turns around and he just goes, oi, Luke. And I go, this is going to be awesome.
Yes.
And he goes, I've solved world hunger. And I'm like, it's a big call for 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Yeah. And I go, please explain. And he goes, okay, I've found this like a loophole, this hack on Uber Eats. There's a promotion running. If you get Uber One, which is like premium Uber Eats, where you can get some meals for $2.
A dollar.
Or a dollar. There's some for a dollar and some for two.
Yeah.
Right? And it's supposed to be only once, but for whatever reason, his app had glitched. And each restaurant on his Uber Eats was offering one selected meal for like $1 or $2.
Yep.
So then he starts going, my shout, blah, blah, blah. Lunch is only going to cost me a dollar today. This is best. By the time he shouts everyone in the office, man spent at least $20 or more on his lunch.
Because the deciding factor was the meal was a dollar, but some places were still charging for the transport, the delivery fee.
Or
right?
a service fee.
Or a service fee or whatever. So he got mine and it was like, yeah, $1.50. And I had like a burger, right? And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then he got Reese's fish and chip pack. And Reese's like, oh, $1 fish and chip. He goes, well, the delivery was $6. So I'm like, hang on, you've done this for everyone. Has everyone been free? He goes, nah, not everyone's been free delivery. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing then, man?
And then quickly realized he hasn't solved world hunger. He's just bankrupting himself, just small increments at a time.
Yeah. Well, I give him his footy cards. I'm like, happy birthday, man. I give him his little birthday pin. We all have a laugh. And then he goes, thanks so much, man. Hey, can I buy you lunch?
It was awesome.
He's a funny boy.
He's always got something going on.
He's always got a scheme. Vibu's scheming.
You know what he was scheming about last week?
What?
He's trying to fully optimize his life, like in the sense that everywhere you shop, you're getting some kind of, you're on some kind of rewards program. So he's like, I want frequent flyers for Coles. I want flybys or whatever their one is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, I want everyday rewards for Woolies. He's like, whenever I go to fill up petrol, I only do these ones that have my certain cards. God. And he's like, and then if I have to ever fly to Tasmania, it's like half price. And like, that's the end goal.
Yeah, that's it's such a dad logic.
Half price flights to Launceston.
Awesome. You know the nerve of this guy, right? Vivo lives within like, he lives within such a short travel distance to this office to get to work, right? It's like a tram ride. It's like a 4-minute tram ride, I think, from his house.
He lives 10 minutes away.
He lives, not even, yeah, okay, 10 minutes, if not like even closer. And he will drive into the office, but we can only have a certain amount of cars in the place. Mm. And before we went off to your show, we had to drive to Shepparton, right?
Mm.
I was like, I could get a train in from my house, hour train to the office, then drive the 2.5 hours to Shepparton. When I get home, though, at like midnight, I'll have to get a train back. Mm. You know what? Maybe I'll just drive into the office and I can just drive home. So I put it in our group chat and I go, hey guys, do you mind if I drive into the office this one day, whatever? And everyone goes, yep, all good. No worries, no dramas. And so I drive in the day of and I get there and I sit down and I think and I start working away. And then Vibu comes in and he goes, hope you enjoyed that drive into work, mate. I was like, sorry, what? He goes, hope you enjoyed that drive in to work. And I was like, why are you saying it in such a way like I've caused some negative domino effect that's ruined your day? And he goes, not a domino effect, direct ruining. I was like, what happened? Why? And he goes, and he just proceeds to list like 8 different mildly, it was something like, he's like,
oh, I had to catch the tram for 8 minutes.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. The thing is,
he listed 8 different minutes he was on the tram.
He goes, oh, Wednesday nights I play basketball, so I have to book the therapy room at the gym on Thursday mornings, because if I don't book the gym on Thursday mornings and go to the therapy room, I have sore muscles, so I don't actually come from home, so today it's actually 3 hours. And I was like, mate, it's one fucking day. It's one day, relax. It was like I've ruined his physical, his body. It's like I'm wearing down his muscles by driving in that day.
It's funny. We always like check who's having any cars in. Like today I caught the train because I was already 3 cars in and I was the latest in the office.
Yeah.
And I can just tell that whenever I go in the group chat like, hey, is it all right if I drive in today? I know he's ready his phone and he's going.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, just walk out your front door, get on the tram and you'll be there in 5 minutes. What's the issue? What is the issue?
It's going to be so filthy because not only have we extended the podcast so we're not out celebrating his birthday, we've used that time to trash him on a public forum.
To expose him publicly. And you know what's so funny?
Happy birthday, Vivian.
No, you know what is the final nail in this coffin? The final nail in this coffin is that he doesn't listen to this podcast, but Lambo does. So he's going to hear this through Lambo's mouth, which is going to be even funnier. He's going to be more...
Like, oh,
they were so right. You're a fucking nuisance, man. And Vivi's gonna be sitting there like, oh fuck, I hate this so much.
Shove your Uber one up your ass, you cocker.
And with that, we bid you adieu.
Oh man. Good on yous.
See you guys.
Nah, it's all good. He's not gonna hear that because we trashed him for over 8 minutes. That's more than his tram ride.
True.
Got him.